You are now listening to NRS Soul Radio. Greetings, family. How are you? Thank you for tuning in to NRS Soul Radio podcast. I am your host, Neetra Sutton. And of course, we have a new conversation to discuss. Let's begin. Happy New Year, listeners. March 21st, 2022 ushered in another new season for those of us who follow the 13-month calendar. It's the spring equinox for me, and I'm very excited about everything spring brings with her, especially the cherry blossom festivals. Look up your local botanical gardens for more information on if your city hosts a cherry blossom event. If so, I encourage you to check it out while you gently reconnect with nature. I love it. When industries collide, the fashion segment. In our fashion segment, I write about when industries collide. For me, this intersection is happening between my fashion business and the cannabis business that I've newly entered into. I'm meeting people in key positions of influence, and they are promoting the medical and recreational use of marijuana. I have been receiving orders to create garments that express legalization pride. This is a busy time for the people setting up raw material or flower or byproduct use businesses within the cannabis industry. Industry analysis are reporting on states with legalization and looking at the legislation, ensuring that the people who were impacted the most during the war on drugs era receive license to operate businesses in cannabis ahead of the public. Afrofuturism and gamers. I'm not a hardcore gamer, but I do enjoy some video games out there. I recently stumbled across a Nubian community of streamers on Twitch. Folks, all I can say is this concept is epic to me because I'm all about networking. I feel being able to agree on one subject holds great potential for us working together on others. So the utopic Afrofuturist in me is extra excited to present and discuss and deep dive into the world of Discord servers, VR gaming, RP play. There are a few moving parts in this story, so I may have to do a part two. Anyway, I stumbled upon GTA, which is Grand Theft Auto, RP, roleplay, and it's been an addiction ever since. The first encounter, you can literally see roleplay played out through characters. Each player's viewpoint, if they are streamers. So try to understand. One base place to play, correct? And then multiple players playing in that one server, let's say. Now you, as the person who's watching the game, if you know the different streamers, you can actually go into their Twitch account and watch them play the game. So if they're all in one game, let's say Grand Theft Auto, you can bounce from character to character having a conversation and watch them from their point of view as they role play. It's like a crazy 3D interactive mishmash. You'll love it. If you're the type of interactive, can I chat in the chat box, watch what's going on, Kiki, listen to music? Listen. Just come and check out Twitch. So where was I in my story here? So I stumbled across these people playing Grand Theft Auto roleplay. I was able to watch each character as they acted out their roleplay, and I was able to jump between characters in the server. The chat room was lively. People spoke to you super friendly. I'm off script right now how much fun it was. Folks do have their favorite streamers on the platform, but getting linked in with a few streamers in the same Discord is a reader's nosy person, a reader slash nosy person slash gamer slash BTS lovers heaven. I'm so invested in some storylines, it's crazy. It just makes no sense at this point. But I want to equate it to my grandmother's stories. So we've come out of watching Erica Kane to now watching these characters like Hazel Childress, right? Big Haze. I'll tell you more later. If you all want to know more, hit me up and I will do a part two and give coordinates to possibly linking to this mystical, magical community. Enteru of the day is Aten. The Aten was the Netcher of the sun, the solar disk of the sun, maker of the Neteru, creator of men and self-created. The Aten is an old Netcher that was worshipped in the city of Anu and later became popular in the new period under the rulership of Nsuit Hotep Amen Nefer Keperura, 1372 to 1355 BCE, who changed his name to Akhenaten, which may mean glory of Aten, the great Nsuit of Upper and Lower Kemet. Hotep Amen III and Hmet A Tai, the parents of Hotep Amen IV, named their boat after this Nter. This Nter. It was called Aten Neferu, beauties of Aten, the giver of life. Nsuits were rulers, and they were tasked or charged with keeping their subjects alive or being life givers, which means figuring out if there were issues with land and water and making sure that there was enough food for all. Akhenaten's reign was dedicated to the worship of the Aten, which lasted for a little more than 15 years. Amun-Ra was the main Netcheru worshipped in the capital city of Waset. So Akhenaten had to build a new city and capital. He called it Akhet Aten, Horizon of the Aten. Now the spot where the city was is called Tel Amarna. Amarna. His great wife was Nefertiti. The beautiful one has come. And she had six daughters with Akhen Aten. Nefertiti was not of royal blood. How she died or what happened to her during the last years of her husband's reign is unknown. Her daughters are married to several different Nsuit, and they list them in order. A variant spelling are Aton, A-T-O-N, Aton, A-T-N, or Eton, E-T-O-N. was written to Aten. This is from the East Wall, column 6 through 10, a prayer in the tomb of Ai. Hail to you, O living Aten. Dawning in heaven, he floods the hearts. Every land is in feast at his rising. Their hearts rejoice in the acclamations. When their Neb, their Maker, shines upon them, your Son offers Ma'at to your face. You delight in seeing him who came from you, the Son of Eternity who came from Aten, who benefits from his benefactors. Please, the heart of Aten. The hymn to Aten and the Insuit. Again, on the East Wall, column 6 through 10. Hey, did you know 2 times a week we are outside with it? We actually are. So if you enjoy cannabis, great music, live entertainment, good food, security inside and outside of the location, elite vendors, you should be hanging with us. I'll tell you how to do it. www.djaceofny.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page, add your email. Guess what? You lit right now. Thank me later. My beautiful people in the art department this week. Very exciting. Sorry about that if it was loud in your ear. But super excited to talk about the NFTs. Whoop, whoop. Yeah, so we've gotten in on the ground floor of what should be, I feel, the next frontier for people who totally want to just check out while on planet Earth, where they'll just be going into their metaverse or their Fortnite. They've been doing it, but now I guess they want to share it with the rest of us. We don't want to go, dude. We don't want to go. But that's personal opinion. I had the pleasure of hanging out with one of my good friends before, and I got to use one of I'm going to mangle the name of it, the Oculus or whatever, OC. It's not whatever, but it's just, I don't have the grasp of the name for the thing right now. I put it on and I was in this virtual world. It looked like, you know, like if I stepped, I would actually, like the terrain, literally it makes the brain believe it's in the terrain that it is in. So a matrix. So they're plugging you up into the matrix. Yo, this is just me tripping. Anyway, I went off on a tangent. So I was like screaming about this NFTs. So we're on the ground floor of these NFTs. I have 3 under my belt right now. I think on the book platform for the Black Quantum Physics Futurism platform, I believe there are 2 to 3 NFTs currently. And all the other platforms, I believe we are considering ways to incorporate these NFTs. So one idea for an unlockable is an actual garment outside of the actual NFT, which is the picture of the garment. But it has, you know, some kind of value. So I want folks to like try to figure it out, get into it, see what's good. You're basically setting up a funnel for money in the future. So just set up your little virtual office with your little doctor is in sign on top. Kick your feet up and watch the money come in. True story. I just tell them funny.